Blog Talk Radio.
Woody Woodpecker, I have one more set left.
But yeah, I made it. I'm tired, but I made it. I get naps in between, so it's all good. I go to work, take a nap. Yeah.
Do you have to go back to work later, or are you good for the day?
I have one more set, so I have to go back to work. I work for a half hour, take a nap for a half hour, work for a half hour, take a nap for a half hour, all day for 7 hours. So I really work 3.5 hours. Yeah, I only really work 3.5 hours, and I get paid for 7, so it's nice.
That is nice. I love you too, Roman.
I love you, Roman.
I know, everybody. Is this Jim on the phone? 615. Is this Jim from 217 now?
Yeah, that's me. Hey.
Hi, Jim.
Jim.
Hey. Hey, Judy. Hey, Tana.
Hi. I love you, Jim.
Hi, everybody. Hi, Judy, Tana, Jim. How are you guys?
Good. Love you.
Hey.
Love you all.
Yeah. Hey, Joe, can you finish off the last hour of the show in case I have to go? Today I had something come up with Sissy. I don't know if you can log in. If I have to leave, can you do the last hour?
Yeah, no problem. Just let me know when you want me to log in.
Okay, cool. Yeah. So what happens is all you have to do is log in with the password, and it'll bump me out, and then you'll be in, and then that'll be cool. I might have to be
I get to do that to you once now. Fun. Okay.
Me and Donna, I'm pretty sure we're sitting really high from the miracle that happened yesterday, and Jim, it all has to do with Jim's word. So Jim, it's just so cool that word that God gave you about the young people, you know?
Yeah, awesome.
Yeah, it was really cool.
Jason is, still in shock, Jason 302, because his girlfriend's daughter is the 15-year-old that we led to the Lord in church last night. But Jason had already been warming her up to the Lord, but see, she didn't even show any interest. And it's just a huge miracle. And Joe, wasn't Jason so excited, Tana, last night? Like, it's all he could talk about, right?
Oh, yeah, he was flying high on Godka.
He was so excited. Because I told Jason, I said, Jason, I have been this way for 28 years. Like, I traveled the globe. I like, do everything for that high of, like, oh, there he is. Yeah, Jason, the video is still up that I made for Emily. It's still up. So go ahead and you can post it in chat if you want. I'm going to take it down, pretty soon. But if anyone has the video link that I made for Emily, you can go ahead and post it in chat. But anyway, don't like it or favorite it or anything because I'm going to take it down. It's private. But anyway, so what was I going to say? So it's just an amazing story of what God did. And my most favorite thing in the entire world is bringing someone to intimacy with Christ. You know, not just necessarily leading someone to the Lord, but to teach them how much he loves them and to see them grow with God, you know, not just do a quick sinner's prayer and walk away, you know. But those are fun, too. I love those. Those are awesome, too. I've had plenty of those at my high school where I just tell them about the Lord and walk away, and I know that God's got them, but... Anyway, so Jason, enjoy the feeling. It's so fun. You're awesome, dude. Just keep loving on her and tell her more about the Lord every day. And it's just so fun. We're so excited about Emily. Carol.
Hi, Jason.
Yeah. And Carol, we had some tech demons in the morning show, but Carol was in chat, and Carol led a beautiful prayer for Emily. So, Jason, she's so... it's a done deal. I mean, you got Carol praying, and you had all of us in chat this morning at the AM service agreeing for Emily and loving her. So, you know, Jen's word was that God was waiting for 15 more young people between the ages of 15 and 19 to be saved before the translation. And so this is really exciting. So we know one now. And I think God is Jason, or Jim, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm still on the phone.
Didn't God tell you something like it's only going to take 3 days to come in or something like that, or what?
Basically, I asked about it right before I went to bed on, let's see, I guess it was the night of the 5th. So he said, he told me that, that there would be about 15, teenagers left that need to believe before we can go. And I just asked how long that would take, and I got 3 days. So yeah, I mean, I'm thinking like the 8th or the 9th.
We're sending up more prayers for those remaining 14 teenagers.
We have a new caller, 754. I'm not sure who that is. Hello, 754.
Hey.
Who are you?
This is Kim. This is Kimberly.
Hi, Kimberly.
Kimberly. Hi.
I was listening to you guys, and I think I did a big part on, because one of you guys said there's 14 or 15 young people that needs to be saved. And me and my little sister, we woke up like at 5 o'clock this morning, and we were putting like Jesus flyers on people's cars around in my neighborhood, because like where I stay at, it's like it's bad, and there's like a lot of people that's not saved around here. Like, there's a lot of people that, sell drugs and stuff, so, and we put, like, a whole bunch of Jesus flyers on there that was saying that Jesus was coming, and you need to accept him into your heart and repent for your sins, and Jesus loves you. And today, when I went outside, one of the person cars that I put the flyer on, they put it inside their car, so I just got really excited because, some people may have not taken heed to the warning, but at least one person, the one person that I saw took heed to it. So that's all that really matters to me. But, Jesus told me he was so happy, and he said I did have an effect on my community. So, I don't know. I think it probably helped them, the flyers. And also I wanted to tell you guys to pray for them. Please pray for them because they need Jesus like that. They need it bad. So please keep them in your prayers, please.
Yeah, Kimberly, let's do that right now. Let's pray. So it's the neighborhood that you're ministering to and putting the flyers up. We can pray for that right now. Let's do it. Let's believe it.
Okay.
We have Grandma Pat on the phone and Kimberly.
Hi,
and
guys.
Carol. Hi, Carol.
Hi.
And Jim and Joe and Tana. So let's support Kimberly's ministry over there to the young people, and let's just pray right now, church. Somebody offer up a prayer, and we'll do a worship song, and we're just going to believe for all those young people to get saved and the flyers to be read. Who's going to do it? Somebody.
You want me to? Carol, you can go.
Whoever.
Yeah.
Carol, go ahead, sweetie.
Hey, everybody.
Yeah, the remaining 14, yeah. Hi.
Hi,
oh, Carol, go.
Go? You're guys talking, I'm listening.
Yeah, you're saying a prayer.
Okay. I'm sorry. Let me tell you guys something. I gotta fess up. I'm sort of PMing Jason. In chat, so I heard something about praying, and we're going to pray for Kimberly's situation, right? Is that right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Okay. Yes. And so, Lord, I feel like a crutch.
Hey,
here.
It's good to pray laughing.
Yeah. Well, except that I'm embarrassed. I'm embarrassed because I'm trying to be. I'm trying to multitask, and my brain is having a hard time capturing everything. I'm trying to read chat. I'm trying to listen to.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. So who's going to offer up the prayer for Kimberly's ministry? Who can do that for us right now so we can do a worship call?
I'll do it. Very
okay,
gladly.
Thank you.
Kimberly. Okay, Kimberly,
yes.
We cover your neighborhood with the precious blood and holy wounds of Christ. In his blood are all the answers to our prayers. So you know, when you have a situation, my dear, and you say, Jesus, I'm worried about my neighborhood, my community, I'm covering them all with your precious blood and holy wounds, that you will give them the graces necessary for conversion, for contrition, for uplifting, for encouragement. Jesus, whatever they need, I believe because of what you have said, what you have done on the cross, who you are, and the power of your precious blood and holy wounds, that you will touch these people in my community, and there will be a difference because, Jesus, I'm talking to you, I'm asking you with humility and trust and love and confidence that you have heard my prayer, that you love these people, that you want them saved, that you know this is a situation on my heart, very dear to me right now, and I want these people saved. You want them more saved than I do. So, Lord, it's a matter of trust. I have prayed for them. I have given them to you. I have covered everything with your precious blood and holy wounds and all the merits of your passion, death, and resurrection and ascension, everything you suffered on earth to the eternal loving Father, that these hearts will be touched and that you are going to take care of it. So, Jesus, we honor you with confidence. You've heard our prayer. We don't have to say this twice because we're saying it once with, we're all agreeing, we're two or more agree. So, Jesus, it's in your bull court, and you're going to take care of it, and we know you will, and I know these people will be touched. And whatever you can do for them, you will do for them because we asked you in confidence, Jesus, through all your merits. In the most powerful name we pray, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, amen and amen, alleluia, alleluia, so be it.
Amen, Pat.
Amen. So
praise
much.
You, Jesus.
Thank you so much.
I'm
and Lord, we thank you for Kimberly, and we're going to dedicate this song now. As we sing this song and worship our King, we're going to lift up Kimberly and that whole neighborhood, and we're going to worship to Jesus Take the Wheel. Here we go.
Very good.
Yeah.
It's a good song.
She was driving last Friday on her way to Cincinnati on a snow-white Christmas Eve. Going home to see her mama and her daddy with the baby in the back seat. 50 miles to go and she was running low. Faith in gasoline. It'd been a long, hard year. She had a lot on her mind and she didn't pay attention. She was going away too fast. And before she knew it, she was spinning on a thin black sheet of glass. She saw both her lives flash before her eyes. She didn't even have time to cry. She was so scared. She threw her hands up in the
was beautiful. That was
so much prayer in the chat room. Kimberly, like everybody in the chat room was praying for. So you're gonna have some major breakthrough over there.
Thank you. They need it bad.
Thank you, Lord.
He knows,
well,
honey.
For thanking himself for what he's gonna do. You know, Jesus, he takes the wheel. He's a drunk driver. He's drunk on love for us. And we can trust him, and you know we're drunk on love from him. I personally, I've been drunk on his for a lot of years now, but you know, there's no hangovers. The only hangover is love, peace, and joy. It's awesome.
Yeah,
that's true.
Hey guys, I have an announcement, I believe, from the Holy Spirit that we all lay hands over Kimberly. So we do it in the air, we do it in spirit, right? And let's all just pray over her for the Holy Spirit to empower her, okay? So, precious Lord Jesus, we all stand together in agreement that you empower Kimberly and lay your heavenly loving touch upon her heart, renewing her mind in the spirit of your Holy Spirit. Love her, Lord Jesus, like never before. Place a hedge of protection around her so that no weapon formed against her prospers or succeed. Lord, use her mightily. Use her mightily. Anoint her from the top of her head to the bottom of her soul with the heavenly word of God so that she knows how to answer every person that approaches her or whom she approaches. And let your love shine out of her. Let the whole neighborhood see the beauty of the Lord in Kimberly. So when they see her, they see Jesus. And they will want Jesus. They will want you, Jesus. And they will want you to take control of their lives. That are in such a mess. Nothing is too difficult for you, and nothing is too hard. But we ask you right now to just embrace Kimberly with supernatural love, and empower her with supernatural power from the Holy Spirit, so that she will touch the hearts of every person in her neighborhood, in the mighty name of Yeshua, HaMashiach. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much.
Kimberly, you're not able to see the chat room. Is that correct? You're not able to see everybody in chat, honey?
I'm not.
Okay, well, just so you know, there's 15 people in chat. And they're all lifting you up, and they're lifting the neighborhood up and everything. So God's going to do miracles until he gets there.
Thank you guys so much. Thank you guys so much. I'm so happy.
You have a whole family behind you and what you're doing, and we support you. And we're going to see miracles. We've been praying for this Emily for a couple months, and Jason had to leave now. He had to go pick her up from school, but he's still in shock because, I mean, her behavior went from total disobedience, nothing to God, to just total turnaround. Like, she wanted to know who God was and what their culture was. I mean, it literally was like overnight.
Wow.
So, yeah.
Amen.
Yeah. So, anyway, well, we had a really fun party time in chat last night, and Michelle asked if we're going to do it again. Sure, why not? Why not? We'll do it again. I'm going to go to yoga later from, like, 7 to 8:30, and I'll be in after that. But I didn't go this morning. I slept in. But Michelle wants to make a dance video. We were having fun. I made, like, 3 or 4, and then I deleted them. But there's still one left that we made for Emily. Would somebody post the link? Because we're just with family here, so it's safe. Just post the link in the chat room to the video I made, and then don't like it or favorite it or anything, and don't rate it. And then I'm gonna, it's unlisted, but then I'll go ahead and delete it after you see it. So it was just fun. We're just, you know what? It's more than fun. You guys, I'm trying to tell you, this laughing, this joy, this dancing and celebrating the Lord is also serious. It's warfare. I mean, but it's the fun kind, you know. We're celebrating what the Lord has done by dancing and singing and rejoicing together, you know. And it's actually a lot of fun. Tana made some funny videos, and Michelle's going to do some, and now we're hoping other people do, and we're just encouraging each other and just having a good time until he gets here, and doing ministry as well. So I made a tribute video to Emily welcoming her to the kingdom.
That's
the one I did for her, and she's going to see it today. She's really excited to see it. Jason's going to show it to her. And then, so it's just, you guys, when somebody comes into the kingdom, let's have a dance party, you know? Amen?
Thanks for playing that song, Judy. I love that song.
I know. Tana sent
Listen,
it to
I wanted
me.
To share
Thank
with you,
you.
That song, you know, was like a, I wanted to share something about that song. Jesus Take the Wheel,
sure.
It was a smash hit, right? It climbed all the charts, and then Carrie Underwood sang it. Almost at every award banquet she can, she sings it, you know, and some people are just shocked when they're listening to it. They're swallowing hard and having a hard time, you know, sweating and all that. But she does sing it at all of them. But it's interesting because that song was written by two non-Christians. Can you imagine?
Two
songwriters. They were non-Christian, and they were just kind of phoning around with words and stuff. And one of them said, well, how about Jesus Takes the Wheel? And they're like, oh, okay, well, let's see, you know, and they didn't really get any, it wasn't anything spiritual at all, they just, okay, so they tried to mess around with it, then they forgot about it, then they said for some reason in the next 2 hours that they could not get those words out of their head. They said, they didn't understand it, they said, this is weird, why is this keeps staying in our head? So they made the song, two non-Christians made that song, go figure,
wow.
You know. And I have one more thing to share real quick, this is a rapture, total awesome rapture thing. We got in the car about 10 this morning, and we drove down La Cienega Boulevard in L.A. When we were driving on the left, we looked up, and there was a huge billboard, and there was nothing on the billboard but a few words in the middle of it. And I said, oh, my gosh, I couldn't believe what it said. A huge billboard, and it said, grace period is over.
Wow.
And we are in the age of grace. So when it said grace period is over, it was like as if the Lord literally told me, look what that is saying. Grace period is over. I was like, wow, that's prophetic.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
That's why we have this show, so we can all talk about the supernatural things that God is doing. This is huge. God is flirting with Keith today, and Keith is sharing that because God's flirting with the whole church. When he flirts with one of us, he's flirting with all of us.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's amazing. I love stuff like that. Also, today when I was walking home, I went to go get my son pizza, and I was walking home, and I was on the phone with JoJo, and I was like, Joe, this is so cool. I saw the lowest chemtrail plane. I told Joe, I could practically see the pilot driving, in the plane. That's how low. I've never seen a chemtrail that low in Northern California. They're low. These trails are getting lower and lower, guys. And these UFOs in the air, here in Northern California, they are getting lower. They're not like stars. They kind of look like stars, but they're so low. And Katie sees a lot of this activity as well, and we talk about it on the phone. We'll be looking in the sky, and we're just amazed that people aren't seeing this stuff. But the reason why I was excited was because I know that as the evil closes in, we're leaving. You know, and to see a chemtrail when I was walking home that low, I literally said, Joe, I can practically see the pilot, okay? This is like the lowest I have ever seen a chemtrail, ever. So I got excited, okay? Why? Because I love evil? No, but I know that when the Lord allows evil to get this close to us, we're out of here, guys. We are in the last of the last minute. Like Joe said in the chat room, he said we're in the last hours, you know? Exciting.
Wow. Yeah.
Oh, and Michelle said she saw two bunnies at work today. we have a joke about the rapture rabbit. That's pretty funny. Okay, so Rojo emailed me an amazing word. I'm going to read that, but before I read that and let everybody share and talk, I'm sure people have lots of things to say. A lot of people have called in. I want to welcome Katie to the chat room and Stacy and Carol and Gemma and John Berthod and Joe and Chris Slaughter. and Nick and Alana and Raina and Michelle and Rojo and Roman and Tressy and Rhea. Thank you so much, everybody. It's wonderful. When everyone shows up, it just feels like one big happy family reunion.
Amen.
And we know Blah and Bill will be getting here as soon as they get off work. And so I was delighted to get a word sent to my email from Rojo. God spoke to her today, and so she asked me to share it, and it's beautiful. So I'm going to go ahead and read that. Can you hear me okay, guys?
Yeah.
Yes.
Also, I just want to – I don't know why people are dropping. There was a bunch of people on the line. Now we have Pat, Kimberly, Keith, and Joe. I don't know what happened, but I encourage everybody to call back. I don't know if Blog Talk does that. I certainly didn't drop anyone, just so you guys know. I didn't do that. Blog Talk, I tell you. Okay.
Gee, thanks.
Anyway, here's the word from Rosemary in the chat room. The Lord spoke to her today, and she sent this to me at 3 o'clock. Okay. Hi, Judy. I received this word from this afternoon from Jesus. My darling, my dearest little one, I know you are weary and waiting for my coming to take you in my arms. I know you want to help somehow. Nothing you do now can speed my coming or delay it. It's all is finished. My Father has set it in motion, but you do not see the result. Just as you hear the wheels of a train rumbling down the track and know it's coming, before you see the engine, so the wheels of this train, the train of my coming, are the encouraging words that I give my little ones who hear my words. Know that I am coming, my children. No one has been wrong. When I give a date to a sincere child of mine, it has been correct. A window in heaven really did open that day. I did not come to you because the window closed according to my Father's will, as simple as that. So you see, my little ones, dates have been correct. They heard the wheels of the train. They shared what they heard. The window was open, ready for me to come get you. Know that one of these days, the window will remain open. Just you see. In the meantime, say it is today because that is true. We are so close. Do not fret or worry, for today, each day now, a window really is open in heaven. Rest with me, your Jesus, your Lord. It is not on your shoulders to scurry here and there to help speed my coming or figure out a date. Trust me. All is in motion. My wheels are turning. I love you dearly.
Wow.
Oh, my
goodness. That's
great. That's just such a great word. And, you know, if you want her to send it to you, go ahead and ask her and give her your email.
Wow.
So that's beautiful words.
Fantastic.
Anyway, thank you, Rojo, thank you, Jesus, for telling us this through Rojo. Rojo's a living Bible. Each of us are living Bibles, and when we speak what God gives us, it's just as powerful as the Holy Bible, because we are each a Bible. The Lord has spoken to us and put his words on our heart, just like he did on the people that wrote the Bible. And we are the very last hour Bible to the world, to each other, to God himself. And there's being books right now written in heaven about our faith, and we're going to see those soon enough. So keep up the faith, you guys. He's coming. Looks like Jim is back on. Dustin, you should call back in. His call got dropped. Hi, Jim. You're back on, buddy.
Hey. Sorry, I had to run to the store. Sorry.
That's okay. I'm just glad you're here.
Me too. I'll just be hanging out.
And sorry about the morning show, guys. Like I said, I made a video. We had some tech demons. But Carol, thank you. We missed out on Carol's lovely voice. She's been doing such a great job. I don't know who's doing it tomorrow. But I think between Carol and Tom and Michelle, we have the morning show situated. And if you want to host in the morning ever, go ahead and let me know, and we can get you started. Yes, amen. Joe says in the chat room, thank you, Lord, for your words. They are the food we live on. Yes, they are. Let's play a worship song and just welcome Jesus. Kimberly, is there anything burning on your heart you want to share? Nope, she just got dropped. Call back then. Call back. And hi, Deborah. We're so glad you're here. Deborah just jumped in chat.
Hi, Deborah.
Deborah's in. There's 17 people. I kicked the guest out because Roman's going to post the vid I made, and I don't need to be having trouble.
Yeah, okay.
Let's see. So let's worship the Lord with another beautiful song. Oh, there's Kimberly. She's back. Hi, Kimberly.
Yeah, I'm back.
Hey. Hi, honey.
I don't know why I'm not trying to pressure you. I feel like the Lord said you have some things to share with us tonight, so I'm going to play a worship song, and just feel free to share with us, Kimberly, anything that's on your heart. Sometimes when you just start talking, it kind of, you know, comes out and makes sense, but, you know, we're really blessed when you call in and share with us, and I just feel like the Lord has put some things on your heart. Oh, mm-hmm. good. So you have, okay,
good.
Beautiful. Okay, so let's do a worship song, and then we can't wait to hear you share. It's going to be awesome. So,
okay.
I downloaded another one. Let's just welcome the Lord and have your way in your church, Jesus. And here we go. This one was requested from Lala in the chat room, and it's called Angels Forever.
Rider to the flame colors
beautiful.
But we're entertaining angels, and some people have been told that they are angels. So it's exciting. That's a good song. Did you like that song, Joe?
I did. That was definitely good.
Have you ever heard that song?
No. No, a lot of these ones
really
I've never heard.
Yeah, me too. Lala sent that. Okay, well, Kimberly's going to share with us, family. Let's share with Kimberly has to share what the Lord has put on her heart.
I'm going to tell you guys my dreams that he's been giving me. Unlike last month, this is the first month that he's been literally giving me dreams, like back-to-back, about his coming, and it's becoming more frequent. It's like every night, either I'm mentioning something about Jesus' coming, or in my dream it would be about a wedding that's about to take place. And like last week, I had a rapture confirmation, and last night when I was sleeping, one of my dreams, this lady, like, she lives over here, and she was helping me get ready for a wedding, and it was kind of like it was unexpected. Like, she was helping me get ready for a wedding, and she was telling me that I need wedding slippers to go with my dress. And she was just helping me get prepared for the wedding feast of the Lamb. And this has been like every night in a row, either my dreams about his coming or just me getting prepared as a bride. And I would pray about it, and he would confirm it to me, and he's telling me that this month is it. I'm not trying to set any dates, but that's what he told me. He told me that he's coming this month.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason why he didn't come last month was because, you know, there were still some people that just weren't ready. And, you know, his love is patient. You know, it's not like he's delaying it or anything, but he was just patient with it. But he told me personally, like, this is the month. Like, he promised me this is the month. I don't know what day or hour, but he just told me, like, this month is it. He's coming. And I'm his bride. He confirmed it to me more than one time in my dream. So,
beautiful. Yeah,
he's coming, you guys. You don't even have to worry about, like, next month or the rest of the year, because he's coming this month, you know. So,
amen.
Just be happy because he's coming.
Thank you, sweetie.
Welcome.
Thank you so much for sharing that. It's an exciting month. People in the chat room, they want you to keep talking, Kimberly. They're like, amen, Kimberly.
Yeah, he is. Another thing, he was telling me that we're going to get more attack, and that's what I've been going through a lot. I've been getting attacked from the enemy a lot, not only, like, physical, but, like, persecution with my own family. And he was just telling me that we're going to get more attacks, and the birth pains are coming in more stronger, but it's only going to be for a moment. And then before we know it, it's going to be like a blink in the eye before we go. So I'm not even worried about it, and, you know, because I know he's coming. And, yeah, after when he comes, like, I'm never coming back. So.
Amen.
Yeah. You know what, Kimberly, I love that you said that, because he told me the same thing. He said, it's going to all happen so fast. It'll be worth it, trust me. It's worth it, you know, the wait. You know, we don't have much longer to wait, you guys. We know it's today, you know, but, you know, if you do wake up here tomorrow, believe it's today and be happy and know, like Kimberly's saying, I just can't say it enough, that's the Holy Spirit keeps telling me. He's like, it's going to be worth it, trust me. All of your problems, everything on this world that you have to suffer until I get here, it's going to be over in a blink. It's just, it's going to be forever gone. Can you guys imagine that?
I know.
So if you're going through struggles and trials, you know, don't be afraid. Just rejoice. It's okay. We're leaving, okay? You might even be disappearing in front of some of the people that are abusing you at the moment. Just keep loving them.
Yeah.
Really, just keep loving them and just keep getting God's grace and power to deal with it till he gets here, because there really is a lot of glory. Kimberly, can you expound on this? Because I have a feeling you know. Isn't there a lot of glory in trials and in warfare? Isn't that a deep and fun place to be if you're with the Lord?
It is. it definitely, like, produces more endurance, and endurance brings more character out. So it's good. Even though we're suffering, it's for a good cause, and we're going to be, like, greatly rewarded when we get up there. Like, you guys don't even understand the things he was telling me, like, can't even imagine some of the things that he has prepared out for us. And he gave me, like, a vision. Like, it wasn't that long. It was like a 10-second vision. I don't know if it's the wedding feast of the Lamb, but the place where he gave me a vision, it was like this beautiful, it was an open vision. It was this beautiful, like, I can't even describe. I don't even want to use words, because it was so shiny and everything was, like, sparkly. And it just seemed like one of those scenes that you see in a fairy tale, like when you see this gorgeous setting. And he was just showing me a glimpse of it, and he was all like, there's so much more I want to show you, but I'm not going to show it to you right now because I don't want to ruin the surprise. So we're going to, oh, my gosh, you're going to be so beautiful and just, I can't wait. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm so excited. So,
yeah.
It's worth it.
Oh, man.
It's exciting. I can hear the anointing of the Holy Spirit as you're talking. I've been grounded. I love it. Well, Tressie, we're really glad you're in the chat room. We're glad, Tressie, his living situation is working out. We're so happy with that. Wow. It's good to have you here, Tressie. When you're not here, we miss you. We really do. So, yeah, and like Lee's saying, don't even have to worry about June, okay? One day at a time. Some people at the church, their living situations are pretty, you know, they're pretty tight. And but God's doing it. He's providing. You know, Red X needed some rent money, and the whole church collected and paid her rent. And so we can, you know, until he gets here, this is a place of love and support for the Church of Acts. We are. We help each other in any way we can until he gets here. Okay?
Amen.
That's just what we do. That's how we roll. Okay?
Yep. Amen.
That's right.
Yeah. Okay, Kimberly, you're going to be sharing some more. So I'm going to play a worship song. I feel like, and then Pat, if you could do a reading for us.
Oh, I'll do you and I, sure.
Let's just worship our King, because, you know, he's breaking everything.
Oh.
Everything. He's doing it.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
So, here we go. I'm getting one up. I put in so many today. Okay. Here we go. Carrie Underwood, how great thou art. Let's just tell Boo Boo how great he is. We love you, Jesus. We love you, Faye. Whatever your pet
yes,
name is
do.
For Jesus. Maybe you have a different name. He lets me call him Boo Boo. Love you guys. Here we go.
Beautiful.
Hallelujah.
That was.
Hey, guys.
That was
beautiful. I'm going to listen to this show in 5 minutes and take over. Is that convenient? Joe?
What's that, Judy? You totally broke up.
Oh.
You want me to...
Yeah, if you could just log in, it'll bump me out. But if I log out first, it'll shut the show down. I don't want to do that.
Yeah, no, for sure. So, yeah, give me 2 minutes to go type in all the codes and stuff. You'll know when I'm in.
Brett, he's going to be raptured. I'm leaving. So if I'm able to come back, I'll come back tonight after church. I'll be back in about an hour, but I'll come back. But Joe... And Kimberly's on the line. You'll see who all's on the... Kimberly is 754.
Okay. All right, yeah, I got to hang up to dial the other number. So I will see you all.
Right.
I'll be back on soon.
I'll hang tight till he gets here.
Keep it going, Judy.
Yeah.
Oh, my.
Love you guys. We're so blessed that we continue to... We just fellowship together until he gets here. Hey, Keith, will you tell me what guest number you are?
Did it again?
What guest number are you?
Oh, I'm not in yet. I'll wait till after Joe logs in. I'll tell Joe.
Oh, I love you guys. How much love am I getting from the chat room? That's so sweet.
Aww.
I'll be back in late night chat. No biggies. Fun. We're party hard. Okay. I think Joe's almost called in and signed in here. I hope this works out. You guys, if we make a mistake and the show gets stopped, I'm really sorry. I hope, Keith, you have news for us.
Yeah.
And, you know, Kimberly, sharing, honey. And then, and, you know, can you share some more with us?
Do you want me to share the news?
Okay.
Or no, go ahead.
Kimberly, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I was thinking Kimberly shares a little more and then do the news and then Joe can play some music and then whatever.
Okay.
It'll all work out.
Okay, good. Go ahead, Kimberly.
All right. This dream, I had forgot to mention this the first time, but, like, I always get a lot of dreams either. The enemy sent me dreams and Jesus would send me dreams and, like, what I'll do in my dreams, I would try to, like, make the person say Jesus, because there's been time in my dreams where I thought it was from God, and it wasn't. It was a demon. So this dream, I know it was from God, and I was kind of, like, surprised when he gave me this dream, because I don't really have dreams like this, but he sent me a dream about Kanye West, if you guys, the rapper Kanye West. And
yeah.
I was surprised because I thought, you know, he's the type of person, well, I don't know him, but from the way that I see him, like, he seems arrogant and, you know, like, he has, like, a spirit in him that's, like, blasphemy God and, you know. So in this dream that I had, he was, to my surprise, he was nice. Like, he wasn't rude or anything. And he wanted to take me out on the date or whatever. And I was kind of skeptical because I knew he was a devil worshiper, but I went on a date in this dream. It was so weird. I went on this date, and me and him, he took me to this very, it was this nice restaurant. Like, I'm not even going to lie. He took me to this nice restaurant, and, like, for some reason in my dream, the sky was, like, I wouldn't say it was kind of red, but it was, like, a orangey-type color. And... I knew the Holy Spirit was in me in that dream because the first thing, like, I heard Jesus, he was telling me, tell him I love him, tell him I love him, tell him that I want him to accept me into his heart. So I was talking to Kanye West, and the first thing I kept telling him when we sat down, I was like, Jesus loves you. He loves you so much, and he wants you to stop doing what you're doing and just come to him. It doesn't even matter what you did. Just go to him, you know, cry out to him. And, like, I felt so bad because the way he looked at me, he looked it so, like, he looked it very sad. And he didn't look happy. And he was telling me that he know that Jesus is coming back. And I was surprised because, you know, this is Kanye West. Like, I don't know if he's like this in real life, but I do think God sent me this dream for a reason. And in the dream, he was just like, he was like, he know that Jesus is coming back. And then he puts his head down and he was just like, I just don't understand how God could still love me for all the things that I've done. Like, it's too late. And I was just telling him, like, no, it's not too late. It doesn't matter what you did. As long as you just repent for it and, you know, ask him to forgive you and accept him into your heart, you know, he's going to, you know, he's going to change you. Just come as you are. And he was telling me that he's in too deep. He's too deep into the industry to change. And he was all like, I don't understand. He was all like, if he walks with Jesus, is risking everything. And I was telling him it's worth it. Forget the money, forget the industry, like, he's worth it. Like, who cares if you're going to be poor or whatever, you know? And he was telling me that the Antichrist, and this is kind of weird, because he was telling me that the Antichrist is about to reveal himself. And I was like, what? And he was telling me, like, yes, they're about to do this big ritual. And for some reason, when he said that, I thought about those girls that got kidnapped. I don't know if you heard that story, but
oh, yeah.
There was like 200 Nigeria girls that got kidnapped. And, like, I knew somebody that was deep into, like, Satanism and stuff. I don't talk to that person, but I knew a person that was deep into that, and they would do, like, blood sacrifices and all that. They would kidnap people and do all kinds of crazy things. And I don't know. For some reason, I thought, like, that I think those 200 girls have something to do with them getting sacrificed. I think so. I don't know. I think God was trying to tell me something. And he was just telling me that they're about to do this big ritual for the Antichrist. And he was telling me how the world is about to end. And he was just very sad. Like, he was just telling me, like, he wished he would have never sold his soul. And he told me to pray for him, and the dream ended. Like, it just, I just woke up, and I was just like, wow. Like, I was so surprised. I just started praying for him because I knew that God sent me that dream for a reason, you know. Even though these mm-hmm. celebrities, they worship the devil and stuff, like, we don't know what they go through, like, when they get home. And in the dream, like, it was like he was pouring out his heart to me, telling me that, you know, he wants to give his life to Jesus, but it's not
oh,
that
wow.
hard because it's hard because he has people that, you know, watching him, and his family is going to die if he switch over and goes to Jesus. He told me it's not that easy. So mm-hmm. I was just like, wow, I was surprised. I know that was a dream from God because the other dream that I had about him, I knew it was like a demon or something. But this one, he was more calm. Like, he was listening to me. Like, he was actually listening to me talk about Jesus, and, you know, that's kind of surprising from him because, you know, he be blaspheming against, you know, Jesus and saying all kinds of bad stuff about him. But this dream, he was listening to me. Like, he wants Jesus, but he just don't know how to, you know, take that step. He's not quite sure about it. But I know he wants Jesus because the way that he was looking at my dream, he looked it so, like, unhappy. He looked it miserable. Like, all the money that he had, it wasn't, you can tell it's not worth it. It's not worth it at all. So just keep him in prayers also because
oh.
I know that dream was from God.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you know to pray for him now and keep him in prayer. I think a lot of these celebrities are threatened, you know. They get in so deep and then they're threatened if they don't stay in it, you know, and they're scared. They really want out. They feel trapped.
Yes.
So we pray for them. Because God will
yes.
forgive everything. God will forgive everything.
Yes, he will.
His mercy.
Doesn't matter what you did.
His mercy is like crazy mercy, crazy mercy. He wants to save people. He doesn't want them lost. So we keep praying for everybody, no matter who, because of that mercy.
That's all right. But that was, like,
thank you,
the
honey.
Only dream that kind of stood out to me. that.
Well, you'll be praying for him, you know. Keep him in prayer, honey. And pray for all the ones that are in the same situation as this poor soul, you know, that God touched their heart.
Oh, yes.
You know, even to come give him a visitation, as I was saying last night, Shekinah Glory, just fill up that room and touch them and, you know, do that for everyone, you know, that give them that chance to fall on their knees before you, because if he appears in any room, you can be sure that you're going to be on your knees, you know. And he loves everyone so much, you know, he wants to free everybody up from the enemy, you know. So we keep praying and have faith in God that his mercy is just going to be all over the place, especially in these days.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's true.
He's wonderfully merciful. The worst sinner is welcome into his arms. You know, he'll forgive you. Just get yourself there. Just cry out.
That's right.
Is anyone else online?
With that, this is Joe. Can you hear me? I just got on.
Yes, honey. We can hear you.
Okay, so we swapped over now. So I was off for a little bit. If you girls want to continue...
What did you want to do next?
I didn't even know what we were at. That's why I'm saying, keep your song in.
Oh, I don't know if
you
want to play a song or you want, I can lead he and I or, you know, whatever you
want. Oh, I was going to suggest.
I think Keith was going
to
give the news. Why don't just a suggestion. Let's have Keith give the news and then I can do a reading and then maybe a worship song. Just as a
perfect
suggestion.
Perfect. That's what we're going to do.
Okay.
All
okay.
Right. Keith, you're on the line, right?
Yeah, give me a second
here.
No worries. We just did a swap over, so we're all kind of gathering ourselves over here.
It's okay. It'll work.
Okay, so let's check the news.
A lot.
Prophecy war. China has overtaken America as transition of empires has begun. Financial Times sent shockwaves throughout the U.S. business community last week. And headlines announced that China will overtake the U.S. as the world's leading economic power this year. So China's economy will be the leading. And then they're following, too. They're going through their kind of big upset like we did in our 20s of the Great Depression. That's what they're going to go through because everything is overinflated there. So they're going to be the biggest economy, and then they're going to crash. And then, of course,
wow.
The U.S. dollar is sinking as well. So we're going to go down with them.
Wow.
Extreme fire weather conditions in places like Nevada, Tucson, Albuquerque, El Paso, all those southeastern states. Alabama teen suspended after opting out of standardized common core test. Okay. Extreme weather may mean allergy nightmare. Okay. If the constant cold were in a brutal winter has many stricken, the polar vortex. Okay, so... But those allergies won't affect us, in Jesus' name. Okay, Barnes & Noble may be extinct after 2014, yeah, because everybody buys everything through Amazon. Critters list 76 lawless Obama actions. Okay. Basically, this guy's listing a list of 76 things that the Obama has done, abuses of power. If you ever go look at some of the presidential things, you know, the executive orders that he's done, you'll see horrifying things in there, from guillotines to taking away your power. Basically, everything is set up with his executive orders that if he declares martial law, then they have full rights to all the cell phones, all the radio stations, all the utility, everything. And so, and he's got everything set up for martial law. So once there's a disaster, that'll hit. That'll be on Rapture Day. Then they'll be putting people in FEMA camps, buildings where they'll hold them and stuff against their will. So that's all tribulation stuff happening. That will happen. White House accuses Americans of destroying the Earth. Okay. Whatever. U.S. government has probably destroyed more of the Earth than anything else. A severe thunderstorm watch is in effect for western Nebraska, northeast Colorado. Okay, birth drops. People being born drop. There are less people being born around the world.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Amazing picture of a fire tornado. Oh, there's a fire tornado in Missouri. It just looks like a fire in the sky. Chris Sevier, a man from Florida, believes he should be allowed to wed his MacBook. He says that if gays should be allowed to marry, then so should other sexual minorities. He wants to wed his computer. Okay, that's a little weird. 58 million working-age people are not working. Wow.
Despite adding
more than 8 million people to the workforce since 2007, total employment has declined by 500,000. That's a lot. We all know that, even though the numbers are trending so differently. Will the government force every citizen to be microchipped by 2017 in the name of healthcare? Interesting. Putin withdraws troops from the border. That's interesting. He said Wednesday that Moscow had pulled back its forces from Ukraine amid Western fears and an imminent military invasion of Russia's crisis. I have a friend of mine from YouTube who stays in touch with me. And I asked him about Ukraine yesterday because he's living in Ukraine right now, and he says, don't believe what the U.S. is saying. He says, Russia is about to invade, and he says the government's a mess. They're lying to the people, doing crazy stuff, and he said everything is this havoc with the economy there. People are stealing and to get money because they're worried about their finances and they're to feed themselves and stuff. He said it's crazy. Coastal powerhouse Hillsong, with churches, campuses spanning the globe, recently descended on New York City Square to declare the name of Jesus for thousands of onlookers, while also shooting cover art for the new album that shares its name. So Hillsong went to New York City Times Square and with Jesus. That's really beautiful. They put Jesus on the thing that lights up in Times Square. Beautiful. Mm-hmm. Iowa newspaper editor fired for criticizing Queen James Bible. A newspaper editor in Iowa has been fired for expressing his opinion that on his personal blog that the Queen James Bible is by gay people to make their sinful nature right with God. There's like a gay Bible. There's a lot of the hotel rooms used to have that Gideon's Bible, but now they're being replaced. Gay Bible is now replacing most of them. It's totally crazy. Yeah, real crazy.
Wow.
Medical drug pumping microchip plan to be carried out by 2017. That's RFID. Yep. Supreme Court ruled that Christianity is not Christian. Well, okay. I don't know what that is. That's really weird.
Yeah, that's weird.
Mm-hmm.
What is it?
Let me see. Okay, let me open it. Let's see what else here. Vietnam said on Wednesday a Chinese vessel intentionally ran two of its ships in a part of the disputed South China Sea where Beijing has deployed a giant oil rig. So Vietnam and China face off in the South China Sea.
Wow.
Okay, there's a school book for children that has sexual stuff in there. Rare genetic skin eating disease affects Brazilian village. North Carolina professor banned students from thanking God in graduation statements. That's so sad. They should be able to say whatever they want. That's why we don't live in a free country anymore. One Obamacare tax could cost up to 286,000 jobs, bankrupting the whole system. California considers radical plan to flow water upstream as drought persists. Okay. Hawaii throws in the towel on same-sex marriage fight. Hawaii no longer defends a law that defines marriage as only between men and women. 5 months after the state legalized. Okay. Longer defense law. So they're accepting the gay rights there then. Can your county shut down home Bible studies? One person says it's happening in their county. Obama expressed a commitment to two-state solution on Israel's Independence Day. So he's still trying to get the peace deal going. Thailand has this huge Buddha statue. It's just humongously tall. And the recent earthquake made the head fall off the ground, fall off the statue and roll onto the ground.
Yep.
Okay. Lots of Oklahoma earthquakes, basically. Okay. The U.S. prepares for a deal with Iran and for Israel backlash. Well, Israel should wake up and be bombing them right now because it's already too late. They're going to have that bomb. Iran's going to try to nuke them.
They had a big explosion.
Oh,
Northern Iran. A tremendous explosion.
What was
people
that from
killed. That was from last night. Begley, we're not getting the full story on it. It could be nuclear. And Israel was saying it might be nuclear, that they had an explosion. They were sending inspectors to go in to look. It's in northern Iran. I can't remember the town. Not far from Tehran. And something terrible happened, that there's a horrible explosion. I'm not seeing any more on the news on it because they're not getting the full story. But people are killed, and it was horrendous. And there was an oil refinery near there, whatever. on oil storage, so they think that might have gone too. But they think it might be, have been a nuclear kind of accident or something. But we're not getting the full thing.
Okay, that Supreme Court thing looks like it was a federal versus state religious thing. Not really much to talk about on that. Reading it, they still have to make a decision on it. So, all right, that's the news for today.
The fish raining fish in Sri Lanka? Yeah. That's the only other thing I see here. And dead pastor number 4 by suicide in 4 weeks from Begley. Yeah.
Wow.
And Boko Haram kills 300 more in Nigeria, and they kidnapped more girls. They abducted more girls. So it's really a mess. It's disgusting. This visitation. Yeah.
Wow, that is a lot going on.
It's a lot every day. Every day.
Every day it is growing.
It's just on the upscale every day. And then they're worried about those fireballs and everything coming over us and stuff. And Ontario just had a very big, big one. Very frightening. So, here we go.
Yeah, I think in 2 days or something, we're going to start entering the belt of Halley's Comet.
We're into it now. We're right into it now. And then, on the 23rd, we are going to be in that tail. It's 260,000 miles long, the debris field that we're going to go through, 32 Earth's length. And they're wondering if there's going to be terrible meteor showers and stuff. They don't know. Or if they do, they're not telling us. From Comet Lanier. Yeah. So we got to be out of here.
I mean, yeah, that's the way they would naturally play it anyway. Even in any doomsday movie, you see the government, don't tell the people
we won't be told.
We don't want mass chaos or whatever.
They won't tell you about Yellowstone either. They won't be, you know why? Because they make business. They make money from all the visitors. Simple, you know? And they're not going to tell you because they still want the people to come and pay their money and go visit. That was one of the reasons.
It's also much easier to, you know, to let you accept their solution if they present the problem to you with their solution. Oh, a meteor's going to strike, but we're on it. We got this going on and that going on.
Yeah, we're
going
to shoot it out of the sky, right? Just go in a cave, you know.
People are going to try that. They're going to beg the caves to fall in on them and shelter them, but it's not going to happen. We have another caller online.
Yeah.
Let's bring him on. Area code 210.
Hey, it's me, Carol. Hi, Carol.
Hey. Hi, Carol.
Hi. Hey. I got some interesting revelation or insight. I was watching a YouTube by Melissa. She's MN Sayer, the MN Sayer. I don't know if anybody's ever watched her. She's good. I like her. She doesn't post a lot of videos, but they're all very rapture-centered and Christ-centered. Well, she was talking about a dream she had about the bride, and basically the bride is very, very small. But in the dream, she saw a lot of sinkholes. And you know how we've been having, the world is just being sunken in with sinkholes. There's all these sinkholes everywhere. Well, the Holy Spirit told her that the sinkholes represent the sinking sand of the world.
Mm.
On Christ the solid rock we stand, but all other ground is sinking sand. And it's a picture of how people are not standing on Christ, but they're standing on sinking sand.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why there's so many sinkholes everywhere. God is trying to wake up people to let them know that they are on sinking sand. They better get with the program and look to him. So I thought that was really neat, and I wanted to share that with everybody.
Yeah, wow. That's good.
Yep. That's awesome. Wow, Pat, do you have any uplifting he and I to uplift our spirits?
Oh, yeah, I got some good stuff here for you. I'm
going to
give you a little bit longer reading because I just want to share this on you, for you, for what he's saying. Okay, Gabrielle was in church, and she was feeling just empty, and she says, I was a little frightened at the thought of what I was going to write down. And Jesus says, why be worried, since I am the one who is dictating? Do you think you would have been able to put down anything all by yourself? My poor little child, you must be sure of me in you. Perhaps you do not seek often enough to live within my aura, the aura of the lover, the mighty one. Yes, that's what I am, this joy. And then she said, friends had come a long way to enjoy the moonlight where she was on the terrace. And he said, and Jesus said, during these 2 hours of poetry that seemed to pass so quickly, it was I who led your conversation to the life beyond time. Don't ever be afraid of pronouncing my name. Am I not the greatest of friends? You call me your most beautiful love, and you are right. Then let me look after everything in your short life. It will not go on forever, since the end does come. So cherish me as a miser does his gold. How this would increase your charm, and through that very charm, your influence. It is I who go from you to others. I love to find channels. And then she was, she had done some delicate piece of embroidery. There was a mistake. She had to take the whole thing out. And he says, didn't you say to me, Jesus said to her, didn't you say to me, as you were sewing, this work or another, what does it matter to me, since everything is for you? And he says, show me that you meant it, and you can take it all out and do it again for love of me. Show me that you are remaining flexible in my hand, and that even if the foundation on which you are building falls apart, you are not less happy in me. You see, you must never consider yourself but only me and my loving will, which is sometimes to test those I love. Do you fully realize that you need trials in the spiritual life, our life together? Life on earth is not yet the life of heaven. It is only love's beginning. Love grows in trial, even in the very little ones. But it doesn't notice this. Its hunger is never satisfied. What joy it gives me to help you. Come along with me then, keeping close, and we'll talk together. You will hear me, and humbly you will translate my words into daily living. I know how to take a soul captive. I don't speak in vain, so just work together with me, since I'm leading you to the Father. My little girl will grow, not by herself, but by me. I go on creating you in our intimacy this evening before you go to sleep. When your heart is so close to mine, won't you give me its most tender thanks? There you go.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, wow, Pat.
It's quite a book, guys. I'm very happy to read from it, you know, and I hope whoever listening will just realize what a beautiful relationship I can have with the God-man. He's human like we are. He feels like we do. His heart is like ours. So, you know, just be in his arms. Talk to him honestly, you know, and wow, let him lead. Just take that little first step, and you'll be glad. Even if it means you have to give up a few things or this or that, it's worth it in the end because you're going to be with him, and you can have a peaceful life just because you've given everything to him with trust and confidence. He'll take the heavier end of things. He just wants your surrender. He wants your sincerity. He wants your I love yous. Yeah. Can't imagine what they mean in now in the earth time. You know. Yeah. So, there you go.
That's true. So beautiful. Any time past in my walk, it's any time there's been distance, it's been because of myself. And I love when you read, you know, from he and I, it shows how beautifully simple the Lord made it for us. And, you know, sometimes we'll complicate it. At least I can only speak for myself.
Yes.
Sometimes in the past I overcomplicate it when it does not have to be that way.
No, it doesn't.
Right.
Just keep it simple. Yeah. Just for the moment you have right now, not the one before or the one after, just right now, love God. Be happy, be cheerful. If you have to rebuke the enemy or if you have to give a preach to somebody, always ask the Holy Spirit, what do you want me to do? You send me people, inspire me. I always pray to the Holy Spirit before I come on the show. Like, Holy Spirit, this is your show. This is the Trinity show. This is God's show. You just guide all of us to help each other and help anybody listening, anybody out there, you know, to bring them to you. Bring them to you. Yeah.
We got Tana back on the line. Hi, Tana.
Oh, yay. Hi, Tana.
Hi.
Hi, honey. How you doing?
I'm good. We missed you at the dance party last night, Joe. Sorry you weren't feeling well.
Yeah, I had an exposed nerve or something in my mouth, so.
Oh, wow.
Tana, yeah, LA, where you guys up?
That's fun, huh?
I was up till almost 2.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
That's early for you. Usually you guys have later than that.
I did make a dance video. I'm going to take it down later. You have to watch it sideways if you don't have a laptop. If it's on your desktop, you have to watch it sideways. But I'll take it down later.
Are you by your computer now, Tana?
No, por qué?
Okay. I was going to say, if you can post it in chat.
Who was in the chat room, Tana, last night?
Let's see. Dance party was Gemma, Lala, me, Jason, Judy, and I think Michelle was in briefly, and Phil was in briefly, I think. But it ended up being just Judy, Lala,
wow.
Gemma, Jason, and I. But I had a weird, I had an interesting dream this morning. I don't remember all of it, but. It was a group. There was a group. Another. I had these group dreams of us. So another group of us. We had like just gotten to this place, and we walked to this other place, and we started. I think the same room, but we had just like walked into the room. All of us were gathering, and then we walked in like to the middle of the room, and we started like hugging and like, oh my gosh, you're so and so. Oh yeah. So we were like all greeting each other, and I was like. Everyone's greeting each other, and I'm like, oh, too bad Red X isn't here. And then someone said, and she said, I'm here. So it turns out that Red X was there, and she's like, I'm right here. So I ran over, and I gave her a huge hug, and then we all as a group were starting to walk to, I want to say it was like my family's house, so my father's house, representing father, again, father, So we're getting ready to walk to my father's house, all of us as a group. So, because we were talking about, when Jason and Dustin both called in, it's like in chat, we're like, oh, too bad Red X in here too, because then we'd be for sure going. But in the dream, it was I got the knowledge of she's still part of the group. We don't have to wait for her. She's already here. So we're not waiting for her to be translated, basically. She's part of the group or still already. So that was interesting.
Yeah,
very interesting.
We're all together as a group. We're heading to our next place to hang out, which was my father's house, which my family's house, meaning my father's house. So it was interesting.
Wow.
We're going home.
We're going home.
Praise the Lord. I'm coming home.
I'm coming home. I love that song. Oh, it's so beautiful.
I do have my little laptop with me at Universal. I'm trying to get in chat, so I'm not in chat. I'm trying, though.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to try. So if I was requesting a chat, I love you all in chat. I'm trying. I have my workout from 5:30 to 6:30. I'm trying to get in chat. My computer's not cooperating, though.
Are you at home, Kana?
No, I'm not at home. I'm at Universal still. I just finished work.
Oh, okay.
I'm sitting in my break room with my little netbook, waiting for my work, which starts at 5:30. Trying to get in chat. Talking to y'all, trying to get in chat.
Aww. Keep trying, honey.
Well, everyone in chat, Tana, is sending their love and saying hello.
Hi, I'm one step closer, so hopefully I'll be there. I love you everyone online in chat, listening.
Amen.
We'll meet
love
soon.
You all.
We will all meet soon. Amen.
Yeah. Isn't that exciting? That's not something like, oh, in a few years. No, we get to meet like real soon, and it's going to be a lot of fun. It really is.
Oh, sure.
They think so.
And even Pat's dogs think so. There's
no, those aren't mine.
Damn,
somebody else's
Carol.
Doggies.
Everyone's excited, who knows.
Yeah, the dogs, the animals, we get to meet each other, too. So, how exciting.
All right.
Oh, well.
Let's play a song here, and then we'll come back after that.
Mm-hmm.
our baby back and leave it drunk. You know we've got to leave today. Just exactly where we're going, I cannot say, but we might even leave the USA. Cause it's a brand new game and I wanna play.
Okay, we have Keith and Tana and Pat and Carol on the line. Hi, everybody.
Hi, everyone. My loves.
What do you guys want to talk about? Carol, are you there?
Yeah. Sorry, I had muted myself because my dogs were barking because somebody was at the door. So it was probably some salespeople. So anyway, yeah.
Oh, Carol, I don't want to put you on the spot, but I just love your voice so much. You have anything you want to share with us? If not, I'll move on.
Well, I love that song that you just played because it's so liberating. And you know what? We are liberated in the spirit. You know, and even isn't it awesome how in the book of Acts people acted like they were drunk, and they were drunk in the spirit. So even Jesus used that analogy. So if Rosemary's saying it's funny when people say they muted themselves. Yeah, well. Rosemary, you should call. You know, we never hear from you. You need to call the show. You know, right, everybody? We should have Rosemary call the show?
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah, let's hear it for Rosemary. Rojo, call the show. Call the show.
We should
hear your voice.
We should all encourage that bride who's listening right now who hasn't called in yet. We really would like to meet you and shower you with not only our love, but share our Lord's love with you. So don't be afraid of us. We're not that crazy. We don't bite or anything. So.
I think I put Rosemary on the spot now because everybody is cheering her on to call.
We had blowing up in chat.
Everybody, she's probably going to hit me over the head with a 2x4 or something.
I would like to hear from my sister Stacy in chat. She should call in, too. I love hearing
from Stacy.
Stacy. Why don't you call in while you're at it, drag Rosemary to call us again. Oh, yeah, we want to hear. Stacy's making a face, too. Let's see. Chris Sutter is making a request in chat Rojo or Roman? Ro. To read
Rojo.
Your word again.
Oh, Rojo. Yeah, Rojo.
So, Ro, read your word again.
I'm not sure she's on the line.
Yeah. No, she's there. She's there, but she's not replying.
She might be busy.
Yeah, she's making faces.
Let's go ahead.
She's making faces at everybody.
let's remember our Lord and do communion together
okay.
as the church in remembrance of him like he asked us to. The date was Niacin 14. It was the Last Supper. It was actually a Passover meal they were having. During the meal, the Lord said, he took a loaf of unleavened bread, he broke it apart, he said, this means my body, which is in your behalf. Do this in remembrance of me. He then asked them to eat of it. So let us do that. Later in the meal, our Lord prayed over his cup and passed it around and said, drink of this. This means the new covenant by virtue of my blood. Keep doing this in remembrance of me as often as you drink from it. Let us drink together. For as often as you eat this loaf and drink this cup, you proclaim the death of our Lord until he arrives. Thank our brother Bill. Beautiful music there. It just takes us.
Yeah.
Thank you, Bill. So we have Pat and Carol and Tana on the line.
Is Keith there?
And Christina in chat. No, Keith hung up. Got enough
of
this unorganized night.
Keith hung up.
Keith hung up.
He hung up.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Keith, you're getting it in. You're getting it in chat too. You better call back.
Yeah, he must be one of the guests, right?
Yeah, I'm thinking so. One of the two. I guess the Lord wants a little silence right now. We can do that.
Yeah, we can meditate on him. I'll just lift the Lord up. We love you, Lord Jesus. We love your spirit in us. Your spirit is so holy and so awesome. Your spirit leads us to you. Your spirit is your voice talking to us, telling us to look to you. And when we look to you, Jesus, we see our daddy. We see our heavenly daddy. That's who you are. You are daddy, and you are his word. And your spirit
Daddy Spirit envelops our spirit. And that's why your spirit, the Holy Spirit inside of us, says the Spirit and the Bride say, come. It is your spirit in us that is saying, come, Lord Jesus. And when we leave to meet you in the air, in the clouds of glory, your spirit in us is going to pull us out. And this old shell is going to dissolve, and your Holy Spirit is going to clothe us with our glorified bodies. And that's the moment we so long for, because you are our bridegroom, and we long to be with you. We long to embrace you and hold you in our arms just as much as you want to hold us in yours. We don't know why you're delaying. Yes, we know there's 14 more, possibly, kids that need to be in your kingdom. But may your kingdom come now, and your will be done here on earth now, as it is in heaven. And while we wait, Lord, we do thank you for nourishing us, for splashing living water on us, for being the joy, being our joy, for you are the joy of the Lord in us. We rejoice in you. We rejoice in your love. And we thank you so much for putting your love not only in us to love you, but you put your love in us to love one another. And truly, we love one another as you love us. Thank you for your love. And may your love increase by leaps and bounds until we see you face to face. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Carol. That was beautiful. Are you guys excited? You guys realize what's in store? I mean, like, whenever I take the time to think about it, it's like, I've been trying to be bummed out with my toothache today, but it's just not working because I'm getting amazing words from the Lord, and he's having me think about just what's going to happen any time now. Like,
wow.
Yeah, heaven's going to be great. Stop and think about how great it's going to be. It's been blowing me away recently, just meditating on that.
Sure.
And he's really taking me there and letting me think about it, but in ways that I never even, you know, it's so amazing. It's not like he left us with nothing to wait for, you know. And I can't stress enough, he wants to come down as badly as we want to go up. Like, he is just waiting for his father's okay, and hey, it's on. But every second more that we wait, you know, all praise be to God, it's another soul that's saved, you know, and that's what we got to keep in mind. Why it is hard for us, it's definitely worth it to have, you know, one more, two more, a million more people be saved.
Yeah.
I know it gets hard. It gets hard for all of us, but, you know,
mm-hmm.
those are things I try to keep in mind, you know, when I'm feeling down. Which is all the time, but, you know, the more I keep these in mind, it's like, I can't even be bummed out today. I tried earlier. I was like, you know, I'm going to be bummed out for a little while. I got toothache and I'm miserable. It just didn't take. It wasn't working because the Lord was just leading me to think about that. So, you know, I encourage you all to do the same. It really, I mean, we can wait miserably or we can wait joyfully. Either way, he's going to come and get it, but that's our choice.
Yeah.
You know, for me personally, I found it's a lot easier after years of waiting miserably. A lot easier now waiting happily and being excited for everything that's in store for us. See our Lord's true glory, to see him take the throne that he so rightfully deserves, and for us all to honor him and the whole world to honor him. It's just going to be an amazing thing. We're truly blessed to be part of this last generation and to have him love us so much, so much, in such a special way.
There was a song from Rick Pino called Abba. Maybe I just read some of the words. It's not too long, but they're really beautiful words to our Abba Father, if that's okay. It said, Abba, I belong to you. Abba, I belong to you. You're more real than the ground I'm standing on. You're more real than the wind in my lungs. Your thoughts define me. You're inside me. You're my reality. Abba, I belong to you. 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 closer than the skin on my bones, closer than the song on my tongue. Your thoughts define me. You're inside me, my reality. Abba, I belong to you. I'm yours, Father. Abba, I belong to you. And then there was the reading of Philippians 4:20. To our God and Father be glory forever and ever. Amen.
Amen.
He has beautiful music. We should play some of that on here. Very, very touching music to the Lord. Yeah. He has another one called "The Harp in My Heart." It's that's beautiful.
Yeah, we actually recently figured out how to. So if you want to email Judy or myself or anyone an MP3, like just from your iTunes, that's the format we need it in, and then we can load it up to the control panel here.
Yeah, I'm just going to email them to look on Rick, it's R-I-C-K, then P-I-N-O is his last name, and just look up his music, and they can make a decision. God will guide them to the right ones, because it's very, 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 it's one of the most moving artist that I've ever seen. This man loves God so much, and he puts it into music. He had one called, I have the words if you want me to, we have 18, maybe if you want me to read, there's a harp in my heart, and only you can play it. There's a song in my broken soul, Jesus, and only you can sing it. And he says, you're so unpredictable, just like the rhythm of the weeping. And he said, there's a harp in my heart, and only you, Jesus, can play it. There's a song in my broken soul, and only you can heal it. And he says, I hear those curfew bells are ringing, but I just can't stop singing. I've got to tell just one more person, hey, never give up. Keep on dreaming. Quieter than the rain. He knows all your pain. He knows all your pain. He knows all your pain. And there's a cry I have had that I could love my brother, not to look at their religion or their color. And he goes on over here. He says, oh, my God, I wish you would put the words in my mouth to tell all that you're what you're really like. You're not some dead God that lives in our buildings, but a father of kindness, a son of forgiveness, a spirit who helps me. That's who you are. That's who you are, Father. Your kindness, that's who you are. That's who you are. You know, so very moving songs, words that hit to the heart. You know, I've hardly ever read anything.
I love song lyrics.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know the songs, the music to them, but because I just was looking up them today. But he's got a few that are really beautiful. So I will. I'll send that over and have them check it out. Yeah.
Right. See, and anyone else, we encourage you, Pat gets to do it that way because she's Mama Pat, and we'll do anything for Pat. But everyone else has to send an MP3 file because it really is hard any other way. But, we please, as much as anyone wants to hear a song, we want to play that song.
Yeah.
And song lyrics are so important, and the Lord loves music so much.
Oh, yeah.
Do you have a favorite psalm you want to share with us, Pat? Not to put you on the spot. Is anyone on the line? Yeah.
I can open up one. You know what? I'm going to ask the Holy Spirit. Just give me a second, okay? I'm gonna go
Absolutely.
To Psalms, but I'm gonna let God pick the psalm. I'm just gonna okay? So we're going to hold on 1 second while I open the book.
We're doing a Holy Spirit Bible flip in the psalm. What's up, Tanya?
Can I add something here? It's something the Lord
absolutely,
just,
Carol.
I guess the Lord just kind of
read Psalm 13
to me.
Okay.
Oh, this is
Psalm 13. Oh my gosh.
Pat, could you hang on for 1 second and hold that psalm?
Yeah.
Carol just has something to say. What was that, Carol?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, Judy just wrote in chat that, you know, she comes and goes, but she can't stay away from us too long because she's, you know, too RC, you know, too rapture-centric, and we're all RCC groupies, and we're rapture retards. And you know, this is really something, this is serious. But this is really awesome, a revelation that the Holy Spirit really revealed to me right now. This is proof. This is proof that we are really something special to God. Now, I'm not saying it lightly, and I'm not saying it like nobody else is special to God, okay? Every single human being is very, very special to the Lord. But just think about this, guys. We have 2 shows a day, and as many as all of us can be, we're here in the morning and in the afternoon, and if we can't be, we go back to the archives and we listen to it, and then if we can't, at night, many of us stay after hours in chat because we want to be around each other. Now tell me, how many of the four-walled churches, you know, church organizations out there, do people spontaneously show up because they love each other? We hang out here with each other not because we feel obligated, because it is something God wants us to do. We hang out with each other because we love each other, and that's the proof that God's spirit, God's love is really in us because we love hanging out with each other. Nobody makes us.
Amen.
We come here because he loves us and we love him and we love each other. So I just wanted to share that.
Yep.
Amen, Carol. That's a big right on there. Pat, you have a psalm?
A psalm or a song?
A psalm.
Psalm 13.
Okay.
P-S-A-L-M-S. I do. Psalm 13. How long, O Lord, will you forget me forever? How long will you hide your face from me? How long must I wrestle with my thoughts and every day have sorrow in my heart? How long will my enemy triumph over me? Look on me and answer, O Lord, my God. Give light to my eyes, or I will sleep in death. My memory will say, I have overcome him, and my foes will rejoice when I fail. But I trust in your unfailing love. My heart rejoices in your salvation. I will sing to the Lord, for he has been good to me. Isn't that a good psalm? Oh, my goodness.
That really is.
Whoa.
You leave it
long,
to the,
oh, Lord.
Leave it to the Holy Spirit.
Oh, my goodness.
Amen.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, there you go.
Carol, so many people in chat, myself included, are agreeing. I mean, church, I was joking with someone earlier, it's like, oh, I got my church, you know, and they're like, that's so funny hearing you say that, because growing up as a kid, I hated church and then just avoided it the rest of my life, you know, it's just like, ugh, couldn't wait to get out. Now it's like, oh, no, there's only 5 minutes left, and
that's
my favorite part of the day, you know. And
exactly.
Like, you know, and we're all...
What makes you think it's best? Hey, family!
Hey!
We out. If you're ready to go, say come.
Oh, yes. Come, Lord Jesus.
No, you guys are ready to go. You're staying here. You guys are ready to go. You didn't say come.
Oh,
no. I wanted to say something.
What's up, brother?
We out.
Sorry I had to leave. My friend had to do the rapture call with me. But, Desmond, did you heard about the billboard that I saw today that said grace period is over?
Yes, I did, brother. Yes, I did.
Also, my friend Brian said that
Prophet O.R., as we know, who's always 100% accurate, he came up with a video today. I haven't watched it yet, but Brian said he's in the video. He was told that the latter rain is going to fall upon Israel now. Like, so that's huge, huge.
Amen.
So basically, get ready. So, yeah, that's, and he was also told by the Lord that I know for a fact that he's one of the witnesses, but that's just what I feel, but I've been told by the Lord, but he was told by the Lord that he's going to go to Israel soon for some major, major purpose. So that's totally confirmation. Well,
Dr.
Yeah.
O'War? You're talking about O'War?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think God told me he was one of the witnesses too, man.
Oh, he did? Oh, cool. Yeah, he shook me like three times. Yeah, oh, cool. Cool.
Man, we're so out, guys. We are out around Mother's Day, and the rapture will be a little bit later, but we're gone before the 15th, man, guaranteed.
We are.
Praise God, man. God is good.
That's so cool, Dustin, you got that, because I've got that three times from the Lord. I mean, 100% told, verified the Lord with me, clear. I know that for a fact. And he's been told he's going to go to Israel, so it's like, there you go.
Wow.
For real, like, this is finally it. We're going to be hugging and kissing and crying and all that good stuff in a few days from now. Like,
hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That train ready.
Amen. Be ready.
Train ready.
A lot of people are listening to you guys every single day that you have no idea about. So praise God, man. You guys are reaching the world. Praise God.
Cool.
Praise God.
Someone's asking in the chat about the three people. Can you tell us about the three people again?
The three people? Oh, yes. Yesterday. Three people were translated that have called into RCC before. Three people have already been translated from this church.
Wow.
That have called in before. Now, even if somebody calls in one time, they are a member of this church. If they were in the chat room one time, they were a member of this church. Three people have already gone. I wouldn't be surprised if today, because God told me every single day since yesterday that people will leave this church, a couple people. Now, it's been thousands of listeners, you guys, not regulars, but thousands of listeners. So people will be leaving until the big one when all of us are leaving.
Wow.
So pray, and that's going to be around Mother's Day. This is finally it, man. So amen.
But we are leaving again. You know, I'm at the top of the line. You know, I'm at the head of everybody. I'm standing in front of everybody. I'm first in line.
Take us with you.
To go up.
Carol, the regulars, we regulars are going together. Sorry, no one's going together.
Yes, we are.
We're
going
to hang on to the ankles of the pull-ups.
Yeah, Pat.
Well, you guys just keep on focusing.
Yeah.
And I'm going to be learning
the dance moves from Judy, from Tana, and from Katie. Because you guys have some awesome dance moves. okay. Yeah.
Waltz away.
God is good.
Yeah, we got it. Christina just emailed me and said that her daughter Bree is over by an area where there's tornadoes and everything. So we all hold her up and agree in Jesus' name that no tornadoes will affect them. They'll be totally safe.
Oh, wow.
Everyone say, I agree.
Amen.
Amen.
Hedge of protection over Christina's daughter. Lord, a huge hedge of protection in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Cover
Amen.
Everything
Amen.
With your blood, Lord Jesus.
And bring her to
you. We got
10
seconds left, guys.
I think she's having
the
one
spirit of
the
bride.
Say, come on.
Spirit of the bride, say, come.
Come get us.
Come,
we love
Lord.
You, Lord.
So please come get us.
Come. Come on, you guys got to yell. More than that, you guys are ready to leave?
Yes.
You tell
us.
Yes.
Love you. Yep. Love everybody.
Love you, Pat.
Love you all.
Love you, chat.
Love you on the line.
Love you, Pat. Love you, Joe.
I'll talk to you tomorrow morning.
Love you, family.
Love you, Joe.
Love you, everybody.
Love you, Connor.
In there. Trust.
Chat room, everybody online.
Praise God. Amen.
Praise God. All the glory is God's.
Jesus,
come get us. Yeah, yes.
You,
he's going to send me right off to the kitchen the minute I'm up
pizza.
There.
Love you, Pat.
Love you, too. Love you, everybody. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.